BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Did it get merged in a wibbly wobbly house?
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Chris tries to get Jerry Cinnamon played for a third time. That doesn't go well. Then there's the Who game. And Becky Hill helps us recreate some Love Island drama. Oh, and also a dating app error that you really want to try and avoid. You know what happens in Love Island? Normally there's a couple having an argument or some kind of disagreement. And then slowly behind, the music of Becky Hill generally appears. What about if we were to do that in real life? Let's say in a cafe here at the BBC. So I've enlisted the help of Radio 1 and Love Island's Ariel Free with Chris Stark. So you two are going to be in a couple together?
Yes, it's going to be our finest acting.
You're going to have a little argument, which I'll describe to you later exactly what you need to say. And then you're going to be in the cafe downstairs, only right next to you, ready to sing. When the bombshell moment of the argument happens, will be actual Becky Hill.
Yeah, the potential for cringe is high because no one will know what's going on, but that's part of the fun, I guess, isn't it?
Love Island Live, we'll bring that to you at 3:10.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So yeah, Love Island, we're going to recreate a breakup and then the singing of Becky Hill at 3:10 this afternoon.
This is a bit like something we used to do where we'd go and silence the coffee shop. Do you remember when we did that? You'd send me to a coffee shop. I'd have to shout something outrageous. And the aim was how many people would stop their conversations in the coffee shop to see what was going on.
I used to love that.
Yeah.
It'd be like, because I'm carrying your child.
Yeah. That,
and then the whole place would be like, and then everyone starts talking again.
Yeah. And it was a good idea that, but it was so awkward for me to do. I guess this is kind of the same, but themed around Love Island.
This will be awkward for everyone concerned. So I'm issuing a cringe warning now for 3:10 this afternoon when I send you and Radio 1's Ariel Free and singer Becky Hill to a nearby cafe to recreate the Love Island drums. Hey, you know, we've been talking this week about people who have got alarms at work to signify lunchtime. We've got our own one.
Yes.
Right. Should we introduce this to the show every day? Let me know what you think. So this is taking some inspiration from Ollie and his alarm at his workplace. Remember the steam horn that they have at the jam factory? Liz was on about that. Then Rob's car dealership, when the sandwich van arrives, a message goes out on the tannoy. Code one. Code one, which sounds scarier than it is. It's just a man with some sandwiches. And also in Swindon's Honda factory, they play the classic Rivers of Babylon. Here's our own one. Do you like this? Should we play it? It's lunchtime.
Code one. Repeat code one. Repeat code one.
To be every day, would that be annoying?
Has someone at Radio 1 made that?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Go again. That's mad. That's someone's job today.
It's a very popular show. Work goes into it.
I expected something a bit more half-baked than that, but
no,
they've really gone
for it.
Mad.
Code 1. Repeat code 1. Repeat code 1.
Oh God, I love this place so much.
Every day we start the show with that. Yes or no? 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. BBC Radio. One.
Valentine's Day is it's next Friday. Chris, made any plans?
None yet, no. But I will sort nearer to the time. It's very important that you take note on Valentine's Day.
You say that. I was trying to make plans last night and there is no availability.
I think the key with Valentine's Day is you just want something personalised, right? And you can get personalised anything now. So you can go on those websites where you can get like a mug that's personalised, and that's the key, because it shows you've made a bit of effort.
So you're going to buy your wife a mug with her name on?
Not necessarily a mug, but there'll be the, you know, that cheap jewellery you can buy, but personalised, it looks a lot better, doesn't it? Because there's a cute message. I find Valentine's Day, it's about looking like you've made an effort.
I'd also like to issue a word of warning. If you're looking for a date in time for next Friday, don't make this error. Millie, hi.
Hi.
Now, Millie works here at Radio 1, and I wanted to bring her in today because well, something you didn't really notice, but it's had a real effect on you on the dating apps.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, I've been on Hinge, I'd say, for about a year, and everyone's like, it's the best app.
Hmm. It's You'll best... definitely get a date out of this.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's different to the other apps. This is great. And the boys that were coming up just weren't really for me.
In what way?
There was a lot of selfies going on, fishnet tops, like,
right.
Yeah, just not my type, but everyone was having loads of luck with the app.
Right.
Just a little bit different than what you'd normally expect, so, given what you're searching for.
All your mates yeah. are like, oh yeah, I've got a great date, and you're like, it's just gays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, I was like, none of these boys are interested in me.
Right.
I'm not getting any matches.
Right.
And then... it turns out that I'm set as a man.
Yeah.
So...
It is worth just double-checking that you've got the correct gender for yourself.
For a whole year, I've been set as a man. So the people that are coming up are men interested in other men.
Yes. Whereas you're aiming for men that are interested in women.
Yeah.
Generally right. speaking.
So that's an error there.
Yeah, massive error.
Do you remember doing that setting or...?
No. Like, I'm clearly not very good at it because at the same time, I was also set in New York and I don't live in New York.
So you're only attracting, at the moment, men looking for men in
New York.
Yeah.
Whereas what you want is men interested in women.
From Rains Park.
Right.
So if you're out there...
This is great, and there must be someone listening that must relate. They're having a hard time on the apps.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm not attracting the kind of people that I thought, you know, I would be getting.
Yeah.
Check your gender.
Right. Just check your gender, guys, because loads of people will be in the same situation as Millie and not realising and being like, why am I not getting the matches here?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, check your location first, and then I thought that was the issue, and then... definitely the gender.
Brilliant.
I was set as a man.
But they were still interested from the other side.
They were.
So, I mean, you can read into that what you will as well, that obviously it was men that were interested in men.
Mm. But you were still getting hit on by gays.
Yeah. Or I guess some of them were bi.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So...
yeah.
Have you had any more luck since you've changed the setting?
Yeah, I don't want to blow my own trumpet,
but
I've had a lot more likes now.
There we are.
But yeah, also, this has been going on for a whole year.
Yeah, so it's gone up from like 3 likes a year to like 20 a day.
Wow.
Has it?
Yeah, no, yes! it's exciting.
Right.
It's definitely the thought for the day.
Really is.
Isn't it?
Just check your region, guys, and your gender.
BBC Radio 1.
It's confirming the ground is now good to say. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady. It's a man, actually, Derek.
You're a monster.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What I'm really enjoying since we had Millie on a few moments ago is that people are now double-checking their location and also their gender on the dating apps, just in case. Ryan has just checked. He... is still a man. I mean, he is a man, but he's a man on his profile.
Ah, right, okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
What Millie did there, you see, for a whole year, she was in the Hinge app as a man, but it's a woman, actually.
Yeah. And so, yeah, depending on what you put, sometimes can determine what you get.
Yeah. But just check your settings,
so,
everyone.
So just check you're all up to date on that.
Yeah. Because it's easy to make a mistake, you know? And she was, like, registered in New York, doesn't live there.
Exactly. Easy mistakes to make here. You don't want to miss out on the good ones.
You don't. So just double-check all the settings and the location, and then you're all good. Let me know how that goes, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Who Game on Radio 1, a chance to get your best Who out of your system. My favourites in recent weeks included getting pins and needles, Who, peanutting someone's tie at school, Who, and Bluetoothing songs to people. What's yours? Let us know if you want to play in future, by the way. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. For now, though, it's me, Chris, and a bunch of callers ready to play. Let's go.
Right then, am I starting or are you starting?
You first.
Okay. That app that everyone used to have on their phone where you could tilt it and it looks like you were drinking a beer. Ho!
That was a thing for a while.
And it emptied.
Okay, strong start. I'm going to go for, is your TV ready for the digital switchover?
The first area of the UK is now switching to digital TV. And Al's telling everyone when to get ready.
Line one, who are you?
This is PF.
PF, where are you calling from?
Cincinnati, Ohio, USA.
Hey, Cincinnati, Ohio, we've gone international on the Who's.
What's your name, sorry? PF?
Patrick Francois.
Oh, yes.
Wow, drop that on.
Yeah, just get that one out of your trousers.
Yeah, what does the PF mean? Patrick Francois. Wow.
Okay, what's your Who, please?
Kipper the dog.
Is that an American thing?
Oh, I like it that it's an American one that we might not know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is a Who, though.
It's a dog from children's TV shows.
Okay, so not something they just have in America.
I think so.
You're accusing PF of BS there. But it's a real thing. Line two, who are you?
It's Katie from York. My Who is saying banter. Who are you?
True, banter.
Banter. Yeah. Line three, who are you? Well, they're really slow today.
Come on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this me?
It's you. It's you.
Oh, sorry. What's
sorry.
Your name?
Who are you?
I'm Callum from Glasgow.
Hey, Callum, welcome along.
Hello.
Go on then, Callum.
Saying this is what you could have won when your friend loses out on something.
Hey! Yeah, good one. Me? Screensavers. Ho!
Scampi. Ho! What even is it? Is it fish?
It is a fish. It's a bit like a prawn, isn't it? But is the scampi the fish?
Well, there's a fish called scampi.
Yeah, because that's mad, isn't it? Because you only ever see it sort of coated in breadcrumbs. And that's definitely not kind of in the sea for obvious reasons. But it's like, it's just mad to think of it as a normal fish. You never get it as a normal fish without breadcrumbs. In fact, can someone show me a picture of scampi?
Mystery fish.
Is it a fat prawn?
PF?
Oh, the PFG.
Posting on Facebook that Facebook doesn't own my photos.
That doesn't work, I don't think. Occasionally, you get one of those messages that people put on, and it's like, copy and paste, otherwise Facebook own your photos forever. It's like, I think they own them.
Kate, go on.
Paddington peas.
Yeah, the Paddington peas. I'd quite like to hear the theme tune, actually. It was a Ledge song. It's like, we are the Paddington peas.
Down at the bottom of the garden. Among the birds and the
oh my gosh, this is flooding back to the brain.
Lots of little people. They call the Paddington peas. There's creepy black eyed in the dark.
I'm not sure the names.
Secret now, please.
Were they talking peas?
Sweet peas. Hello, hello, hello. And all the what's going peas? On? There's creepy black eyed in the dark.
Anyway,
just mad loads of peas.
Callum?
Saying yellow car to your friend when you see a yellow car.
Yellow car.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris Stark.
Tipping a waiter through a handshake.
That happened to us the other day.
Yeah, off of, like, sneaking a fiver into the handshake and then them receiving it and no one saying a word. I've never tipped like that.
I've done it in America.
Have you?
Yeah, they love it. It's like a little secret. Yeah, it's $5.
You.
Me now. Okay. Let's go for... Ow! Off of Charlie Sloth.
Am I allowed to say I miss him?
I miss him a bit, but...
What I mean is I just miss his presence in the sense that he'd come in here, talk so much nonsense, so many lies.
So many lies.
Barack Obama was on his show and stuff like, who's coming up, Charlie? Barack Obama.
No real.
And then he'd do the...
I'm not hooing Charlie Slough, I'm hooing that.
I get. I totally get it. Yeah, there's respect there for the big man.
PF?
Sam and the Womp.
That surely didn't reach America.
No, I heard it on Radio 1.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
A lot, yeah. Number one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember they did an interview with us once, remember?
Unpleasant.
And they went... they went missing.
They went missing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, it was a separate interview. It was for the chart show. And I saw them. They were definitely here. And then when it came to do the interview, they just disappeared. It never happened. I think they just lost interest. They're like, nah, I don't fancy it. Anyway.
I'm the cat with the bass and drum going around like bum bum.
Kate.
Taking your camera on a night out and taking pictures.
Although that seems to be a little bit back on at the moment.
I was going to say, I've seen quite a lot of people, it's starting to do it now.
With the old disposables as well.
We had a photo taken by someone the other day that said that it was a disposable one.
Mm.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Who was that? And it did feel kind of special because they only got one take on it.
Was it famous?
So yeah, someone had a disposable camera with them.
Who was it? My Jammer.
Oh yeah, it was, yeah. My Jammer's taking pictures on a disposable camera now. Yeah.
Callum!
Asking your friend to ask a girl or a boy out for you.
Do it yourself.
The old messenger trick.
Whoa, timer. Chris, go.
Wimpy.
Four-star petrol. PF.
The official chart on Sunday.
I thought you'd send an arrow across there.
Good save. Kate.
Buying a holiday from Tally Tax.
Callum. Come on, Callum. Callum. No, we've lost Callum. Move on.
Paper Toss, the app. Did you never play that? You spend all my time on it. It scrunched up a bit of paper and you'd flick the screen. You sort of curled it in. You're playing against a fan, like a literal fan.
Getting the guillotine.
Okay. I can confirm we've lost Callum.
Yep.
Any more for any more?
Okay, we're out of time. Oh, what a shame.
Do you know what? Sometimes I wish that game would never end.
I know. I felt like we were just getting started there. PF, Kate, Callum, sadly no longer with us. Thank you for playing the Who game.
Sorry, you make it sound like...
Well, he's just dropped off the line.
Callum's just, yeah.
He's not dead. Phone's, he's just, like, not on the line.
Phone's not, yeah. Anyway.
The phone's not what it was.
Going to miss you, PF.
We're going to miss you guys. This is truly an honour to be on with Scott and Chris.
Well, it's great to have you here, Cincinnati, Ohio.
What was the full name again? It was banging. I can't remember it, though.
Patrick Francois.
Yes.
Yeah, I won't forget that. And I should say miss you too as well, Kate.
Miss you too.
All right. Love you, bye!
All right, guys, love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye. Now you hang up. No.
No PF there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another email that's been forwarded to me, an all-staffer from an anonymous company.
I can't believe that I have to write this to a group of adults, but here goes. If you use the last bit of toilet roll in the cubicle, please replace it. And by that, I mean it would be really jolly decent of you to take the old cardboard tube out, replace it with a new roll, and then throw said cardboard tube in the recycling. Cheers.
No. Actual all-staffer there. Keep those coming in. I won't say the name of the company. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I think a lot of that was fair as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chantel.
Hiya.
Right, you're in South Wales. Where?
Bridgend.
Oh, hello.
No, Scott is often in Bridgend. Second home.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know how to keep a girl waiting, don't we?
Say that again.
You know how to keep a girl waiting.
What do you mean?
Kept me hanging on.
Oh, do you mean you've been waiting on the phone for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's our people here. That's not our fault.
Hopefully, so hopefully we've called you back so that we're paying the bill.
Yeah. Also, it's exciting because you get to choose bangers today. So ultimately, your choice will be on. But that's still to come. Yes, Scott is in Bridge End quite a lot because he has a Bridge End boyfriend. A BBF.
Yeah, you probably know him. Right, where do you work?
A hotel, Port Albert.
Oh, are you there now?
I'm literally on my way there now, yeah.
Okay. Can I apologise to you there, Scott? Because I think by saying you've got a Bridge End boyfriend, it suggests you've got a boyfriend in Bridge End, a boyfriend in a different town. The boyfriend is from Bridge End.
The one that I have, yes. Yeah, I'm often in Pennybont.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. Cool story. No, right, so let's move on to today's bangers. I've got this for you, Chantel. I've chosen it before, no one picked it, so it's back on. Calvin Harris, Neo, Let's Go.
They're not bad.
Yeah, it's good shout. Yep. Okay, Chantel.
Oh, yes.
Whoa, tune. Let's go. You can have that today, or I'm rolling this over till someone chooses it because it deserves to be chosen.
Again.
It's day three. I don't understand how it's not been on yet. Chantel, this is the mighty Jerry Cinnamon. And this song is Belter.
Can I get it, Mum, put in turn?
Yeah, it is. She is a belter.
I'm not going to stop with this song. I'm gonna put this out there now.
I'm going to go with Chris to put people out of their misery then.
You're going with Chris?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting
I was not expecting that.
Hello?
Are you sure?
Yeah?
I'm not sure, no.
No, I can tell you're not sure.
Hang on a second. Do you know what happens sometimes?
Can I change my mind?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go with Scott, sorry.
Yeah. No, whoa! I thought so. All right.
Wait, hang on a second.
No, I can hear it in your voice.
Chantel, don't worry. It can get confusing in high-pressure situations. Do you know whose song was who?
Calvin Harris and Scott.
Yeah. Thanks. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go.
Come on, nearly there. Yes! BBC Sound app downloaded. Right, so open. Oh, look! That's me. Oh, I hate that picture. Right, stay focused, Yasser. Where's the search box? Right, so type in, yep, got it, and deep down and desi. Find brilliant podcasts from Asian Network in the BBC Sounds app, like Comic Sanskrit by comedian Raoul Kohli.
A mantra frees the mind from its own obsessive nature. Ooh, I love that.
But where are you really from?
Sometimes, like, you know all the stuff that our parents were like, you have to do it, you have to do this. Now I'm like, no, I don't.
And All About the Money.
Someone's going to have to finance me when I'm older.
What did your parents tell you about money?
My dad's an accountant.
Get these and much more by searching Deep Down and Desi on BBC Sounds.
Calvin Harris and Neo, Let's Go on Radio 1. Turns out yours is not a belter.
I think, don't say that, I think worse than her not choosing it from the off is to choose it and then change her mind with very simple persuasion.
I'm glad that I asked if she wasn't sure, because normally the answer would be, yeah, I'm sure, but she was like, I'm not actually, no.
Here's the thing, right? I thought people would love that Jerry Cinnamon song.
Oh, a lot of people do. There's got loads of messages.
Then why aren't
it.
They choosing it?
I just think...
Do I stop? I sort of feel like I'm in too deep now.
It's down to the caller, so whoever you get.
But that's three callers who've rejected him.
You need a...
It's a mad one, isn't it? It's almost like we need Jerry Cinnamon on to choose Jerry Cinnamon.
That is an option.
But he's my, like, I thought he had loads of fans. I honestly did.
Well, he does, but you need a proper Scott. That's
what
you need.
Well, then get involved.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'd want to hear it.
Right, put it on next...
I will.
When are we next on? Monday.
Monday, innit?
Put it on a Monday, right? And Scottish people, if you could ring 03700 100 100 at 2:30 next Monday.
Just bombard the
lines. I want like a Fraser from West Lothian, you know?
Imagine you get a Fraser on and they don't choose it. Then what do you do?
Or someone like on an oil rig off of Aberdeen. That's what we need.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
I am here not only with Chris Stark, And Ariel Free.
Hi.
But I'm also here with Pop's Becky Hill.
Hi.
Now, for this is going to require... by the way, tune of the week, love.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No worries.
I'm really grateful for you guys.
One of your best, I think.
My mum told me that you were bigging me up yesterday
Rarely a week goes by where we're not, like, saying great stuff.
I love you guys. There's not a week that goes by that I don't text into the show.
True.
I'm such a fan.
How's your mum's car, by the way?
Still sounding awful. You haven't sorted the speakers out yet, guys.
Yes, we said this. We said that we were going to get it, like, pimped up.
This was one of our promises that we made last year. It was like, let's get Becky Hill's mum a better car stereo. Didn't happen. So it still sounds rubbish, does it?
You still can't have it louder than, you know, your speaking voice.
That was a pub idea, wasn't it?
This
was a pub idea, and you stepped straight up.
Yeah, here I am.
This is a pub idea. So this is going to require everyone's finest acting.
This is a pub idea.
Yeah, our best ideas are pub ideas.
Oh,
so this is...
I want to go to the pub with you two.
Right, let's do that.
I think we'd be out for a week.
Yeah. This is called... we're going to call it, for the sake of it, Love Island Live. Obviously, Ariel, you do the Love Island podcast.
Yes.
So what's going to happen here is I am going to give you, Ariel, a scenario.
Okay.
And Chris, okay? And...
Does it involve my mum?
No.
Great.
No, that was before.
Great.
Basically, you and Chris are... You're in a couple, okay? You're coupled up. I'm going to send you downstairs to the BBC cafe.
Oh, wow,
you know,
romantic.
The cafe downstairs, yeah. However, there is going to be a situation. There's going to be some drama, like on the show, all right? Now, what happens when there's drama on the show often? That's right. Becky Hill's voice appears. So we're going to do a live version of what normally happens on Love Island.
Yes.
All right, so I'll be in your ear the whole time. You'll be able to hear me. I think as the argument or whatever it might be, the scenario that I'm going to give you, Becky, as it's building, maybe a few like... Ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And then when it hits, when Ariel drops that bombshell, bang into acoustic, Better Off Without You.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah?
I'm really looking forward to this. I was thinking about this last night in bed, weirdly. I thought, I'm really excited to do a live dynamic.
Yeah.
And when you guys get more angry at each other, I assume, or more in love with each other...
Who knows what's going to happen?
Nobody knows.
No.
It's like live commentary. It's like having a commentator following you around, except it's going to be you singing.
Yeah. I feel like I need to do this in real life.
Do we have the history of Chris and I? Like, have we been together a while? Well, has it been 2 days?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you when you're down in the cafe.
Okay.
All right? So you'll be able to hear me.
And has someone come in and someone's head's been turned? Or...
Yeah, I'll tell you all this.
Okay, great.
And then you can just act as you feel, okay?
Okay, great.
All right? And then, Becky, you'll be sat, I'm imagining, like, a table really nearby.
Right.
And then when the bombshell hits, I think you just, like, you put your cup of tea down, spin round, and then you're on. And then at that point, I think I'm going to get Ariel to walk off. Anyway, let's see what happened.
Amazing.
Head down to the cafe, guys.
Woo!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Michael, driving home, says, have you sent them to Café Amour? Chris, where are you?
So right now, I'm in the cafe downstairs. Because it's that time of day, it's very, very busy. There's a few meetings going on. So I just worry we're going to annoy a lot of people here.
Yeah.
But that's what we do, I guess. Oh, so all fine.
And where's Becky?
Becky's on a table just next to... Oh, yeah. There she is. Yeah. At the moment, it kind of looks like she doesn't know us. I've got Ariel in front of us.
Right. Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
All right, Ariel, I've got a situation for you. So you're sat in the cafe downstairs. Becky Hill is on a table right next to you. No one knows what's about to happen, but we're about to do Love Island Live. Ariel, you've been coupled up with Chris for a while. I'm not saying you're a shallow person, Ariel, but you've had your head turned. The flutters are happening.
Okay.
At the moment, you're with a bang average guy from Watford.
Yep, carry on.
Annoyingly for Chris, loads of really hench men have just appeared. While you were initially all about Chris, you now feel it's probably going to move more towards a friendship. I would like you, Ariel, to break up with Chris. I'll leave it up to you how, and then at the end, I want you to really make a big exit, Ariel, using the words, I'm better off without you.
Loud and clear.
Okay, Becky Hill, so I think that as the drama's starting to build, maybe just a few BVs, a bit of a... and then launch straight bang into Better Off Without You when you hear the line, I'm better off without you.
Okey-doke, loud and clear.
Okay, everyone get your best acting ready. We'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Lee, who says, I'm already clenching, ready for the cringe, and so you should be. So, let's go to Café Amour. Down there is Chris and Ariel, who I've now decided are coupled up. But Ariel, I'm going to give you the situation, the scenario, and then remember to have a bit of a row and then end off with I'm better off without you, and then Becky, you go into the singing. Okay, in your own time.
Can we have a chat?
Yeah, what's wrong?
I feel like I need to be honest with you about a couple of things.
Things are going really well with us at the moment.
Yeah, but the thing is, your man that's just walked in, he kind of ticks all the boxes for me. Like, I mean, you're lovely, and I never thought I'd ever get with someone from Watford. I mean, that's a new thing.
Yeah.
And it's been pleasant, and, yeah, and it's really been lovely. I just feel like...
But you told me I was everything.
It's just that you were,
yeah,
but I feel like we're more in the friend zone.
So you've lied to me.
No, it's just that I feel like my head's been turned. It's, like, gone. It's gone. I'm
sorry. You told me I was the best-looking person you've ever seen, that I had an amazing personality. It, you know, how do things change so quickly?
I don't want to... I just want to fight with you. I just want to be honest. Someone's come in, and I'm starting to have feelings for them that I didn't think I would ever have with anyone. And I just...
It's not very funny, though, is it? You've been leading me on for how many days now? 3 days?
I'm not going to... This is the problem. You keep arguing with me.
Ramp it up, guys.
Just let me finish. Okay?
Okay.
There's someone come in. I kind of fancy the pants of them. You're lovely, and it's not... There's nothing personal with you. It's just that...
Is it because I'm from Watford?
No, it's because you're quite argumentative and you won't let me finish. Let me finish my sentence.
Right, but yeah. I do let you finish.
No, you didn't, just, you're not letting me finish.
No, this is sentence. The problem. You're waving your hands
Chris,
around.
Chris, this is the problem.
What's the problem?
Oh, do you know what? I'm just better off without you, OK? I'm sorry. I can't do this. Bye.
Becky, go.
Now I'm better off without you. And it's finally clear to see that the person she was missing, it's not you, it's me. Now I'm better off without you.
Cry,
and
Chris.
She's never felt so free.
Right, that's it, cry.
It's the person she was missing, it's not you, it's me.
Chris, what's happening?
It's all got, weirdly, everyone's applauding.
Did that work?
I think we're going to get out of here, Scott.
I would go. I would leave. Right, thanks, guys. Job done. One. Scott Mills. I'm back tomorrow on the official chart from 4 on BBC Radio 1 with the Jonas Brothers.